Hello, friends. It's another podcast. I'm Liz Berg here at WFMU, bringing you another special guest this week. We've got Neveller, who is a one-woman band, the guitarist and video artist known as Sarah Lipstate. She's one woman behind one guitar making really beautiful noises. She her compositions are kind of slow burn tunes that build into really lovely noisy symphonies, and we're gonna hear a very lovely and jarring set in the podcast today. Neveller's new album is entitled Glacial Glow, and it was released on Sarah's own Saffron label as well as the Weird Forest label, and it's really one of my favorite albums of the whole year. So please stay tuned and drown yourself in the pretty noise of Neveller. I'll be interviewing Sarah after the set.
Thank you.
all that beautiful noise we just heard came from one person, and that one person is sitting here, Sarah Lipstate, aka Noveller.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. Thanks for coming back to WFMU, I should
say. Oh, yeah. It's my pleasure. It's been a while. It's nice to come back and play a Noveller set.
Yeah, very cool. We've been enjoying your music for, I don't know, years now. I mean, LPs, CDs, little self-release stuff before
right.
This latest album, which is called Glacial Glow, and I really quite enjoy it.
Thank you.
I'm very excited about it, and it's just good to finally have you here in the form of Noveller.
I agree. It is. It's good to come and play on WFMU. Yeah, it seems like you guys have been spinning the new records, so I appreciate that a lot. That's really great.
Yeah, big fans of it. And the last time you were here was in a different incarnation. You were playing along with Parts and Labor, right?
Yes, I was their guitarist for about a year and a half, and we did a session here that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was fun. So actually, I think that's available on the Free Music Archive.
It is, yes.
Cool. So people can check that out. It's available on the archives if you want to listen back and revisit those days of yore. But let's talk about Noveller and what you're doing now. Obviously, the new album's out. It's great. And are you going to be touring in support of it?
Yes. Well, I did a little tour back in June with U.S. Girls.
Who we also love here.
Yeah, Meg, who does U.S. Girls, is really great. And we both had new records out. She had a split out with Slim Twig on Palmist Records. So we did just like a two-week tour in the U.S. and some Canadian dates. I'm trying to maybe get another little U.S. tour going in November. If that happens, then you can find those dates online, my website, saralipstate.com. But yeah, I'm trying to get back over to Europe and, just play out as much as possible, because, I'm really, really pleased with the new record, and it's been really great coming up with the live arrangements of a lot of those pieces, and, I'm having a great time playing live, and, I play in New York all the time, and
that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing, but
we're not gonna get sick of you here.
that's good to hear. Sometimes I worry about playing too much, but I try to mix it up. The bills that I play on, and the venues, and I want to try and bring Glacial Glow to people all over. I do most of my booking myself, so that's great. It can be a little challenging sometimes, just in terms of, getting something to solidify, come together. But hopefully I'll be playing soon.
Good. Well, I hope if anybody in Europe is listening who books shows that they might want to take notice.
Yes. Can email me. Send me an email. We'll set something up.
Cool. Now, who have you been listening to lately? Who have you been enjoying?
I've been getting a lot of good vinyl lately. Luckily, I've been able to do some trades with some people, and that's been pretty cool. I've gotten some great stuff from John Elliott of the band Emeralds. And he just started this imprint called Spectrum Spools. Mm-hmm. And I sent him a copy of Glacial Glow, and I got like three Spectrum Spools releases. That was really cool.
Score.
Yeah, I got, and then this I picked up at a show. Yeah, I like trading people at shows as well. I got the Forma LP that Spectrum Spools put out, and the Mist record that's one of John's projects on Spectrum Spools, and been enjoying those. My friend picked up this record called The Miner's Hymn and I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, but I think it's Johan Johansson scoring this Bill Morrison film, and it's this beautiful kind of orchestral score. It's a double LP, and I was excited that my friend left it at my apartment for me to enjoy, so I've been listening to that, and I've been listening to the John Adams I Am Love soundtrack, which it was not like a, like an original score by John Adams, but the I guess the music supervisor for the film kind of curated these already exist pre-existing pieces to go with the film, and they released it as a soundtrack, and that's been pretty great. I got commissioned to write a piece for an alternative string quartet based in DC called the Low End String Quartet, and this is happening next year. But I've been trying to kind of listen to more composers that I really like and try and wrap my head more around kind of orchestral arrangement versus, you know, listening to like Barn Owl or Jeffrey Cantu Ledesma, which I also enjoy and listen to a lot. But just trying to kind of branch out a little bit.
That sounds like a cool project, a compositional project. Are you embarking on that sort of thing a little bit more now?
I didn't actually seek this out. The one of the guys in the string quartet saw me play at a pizzeria in DC.
Which pizzeria, can
year.
I ask?
What is it called? Oh, it's called Comet Ping Pong. And it's like a fancy pizzeria.
Oh, it's not one of those late night places that have the slices that are as big as your head?
No,
jumbo
it's not
slice.
Like that. It's a big restaurant, and it's called Comic Ping Pong. In the back, which is where the bands perform, it's just ping pong tables. And people go, I guess serious ping pong players kind of go and play there. You know, I guess people also just looking for, you know, a fun game of ping pong. But it was this kind of weird setup where they moved the ping pong tables out of the way. And Unfact, who I was touring with at the time, and I played. And, you know, we got a good crowd. I think it was a free show, maybe. So people just kind of came out. And this guy spoke to me after the show and kind of, you know, proposed this idea of commissioning a piece. And I think it was just because he you know, enjoyed my set and just kind of felt like the way that I write music would kind of lend itself to, you know, kind of the composition arrangement for a quartet. And so I'm hoping that this goes well and it's something that I'll really kind of take to and potentially, you know, could do more pieces like this in the future. But it's definitely a cool thing. I'm really excited about it. It'll be a challenge, but I think it could be really fruitful.
That's cool. I can definitely see how your music would apply to, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, or 10 musicians playing. You have all these different parts that are layered on top of each
right.
other throughout your song. So
yeah, and I think it's, you know, the way sometimes I use a violin bow on my guitar and kind of, you know, create these orchestral sounds. So that's kind of what I have in mind when I'm writing some of these pieces. It's like, oh, well, this is what, you know, the violin part would be like, or a cello or whatever. So it'd be fun actually having that instrumentation made available to me.
Yeah.
And write specifically for that instead of like one person trying to sound like an orchestra.
With one guitar.
Which
is
so
amazing. That's the amazing thing about your music. But,
thank you.
Yeah, that sounds like an exciting project. Are there any other cool artistic endeavors in your near or far future?
Well, I've been working on some new film stuff as well. So that's kind of always going on as well, you know.
Can people find your video work on your website?
Yes, sarahlipstate.com. I think I have a film page on my website, and you can see some of the short films that I've done and some clips from the more recent cameraless 16mm film stuff that I've been working on. You know, I'm doing a collaborative project right now where we're emailing files back and forth with my friend Nathan Larson, who is a film composer. And he was a guitarist for this band, Shudder to Think.
Oh, yeah. I remember them.
Yeah. And now he makes a living scoring films. And he's, you know, he scored Boys Don't Cry.
Wow.
Which is like a brilliant. I just remember when I saw that film several years back, just, I mean, the score just really kind of stuck with me and really made an impression. And he works with Todd Solondz a lot, so he scored Palindromes and you know, just like a bunch of films that I really respect. And he does really good work, so we've been kind of doing this recording project, and you know, he's been talking to me a lot about the kind of the business of scoring films, and he thinks that that's something I might be well suited for. So there's a possibility that I might be working on some kind of film scoring project in the future. That's, you know, that remains to be seen, but I would love to kind of see what that's all about. So that could be interesting.
Yeah, that sounds like a really cool endeavor.
And, yeah.
And well suited to you, I think.
Thanks. Yeah, I think the trick with that is, I mean, you know, ideally some film director would be like, oh, I love the type of music you do as Noveller, and I want you to do Noveller music for my film. But I think in reality, it's more like, I want music that sounds like this. Can you do this, like, you know, electronic, like, loungy type music for this? And, you know, I think if you want to do that full time and be successful, you more just kind of have to go with whatever they throw at you. And, but, you know, we'll see. Maybe the right project will come along, like some kind of low budget indie film that just, you know, somehow has heard about my music and wants that for their film. So fingers crossed for that.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I think film scoring is going in an interesting direction. I saw that movie Beautiful, which was a Spanish film, and the sound design on that is really kind of spare and experimental. So
okay.
You never know. Like, weird things happen in kind of big budget movies lately, so.
Or did you see that film Winter's Bone?
No, I didn't see that one.
I saw that in the theater, and my roommate saw it at a different time. And I had two people tell me, like, at some scene, I don't remember the exact scene, but some scene in Winter's Bone, they thought they could hear, like, my track Almost All Right playing in the background. They said it was, like, the bass line from the track is, like, almost exactly replicated in the score for this film. And I was like, that's funny, you know, I really liked the film, and I was, you know, giving it my full attention. I just didn't notice that at all. But I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, thought the score sounded good, so take that as a compliment. But
that's good. Yeah. Although I had a band from Baltimore, and I don't know, this is a few years ago, mm-hmm. and I guess a friend of theirs found, like, was watching some fashion video, like, from Yves Saint Laurent, and was like, wait, that's my friend's band song.
What?
Hey guys, did Yves Saint Laurent get permission to use your music in their fashion video? And it turns out they didn't. So anyway, the band contacted the fashion person, but then it worked out, and they ended up taking a few more songs and using them, and the band ended up getting paid. So,
okay.
You know, just maybe listen a little closely. Right. Just in case they did swipe something.
No, I'm sure it was an original composition in the piece. I don't know. Maybe I'll have to watch it again and, yeah, take notes.
Just in case.
Right. Get in touch with my lawyer.
Yeah, which is probably you. But.
Yeah, it is me. I don't have a lawyer.
Anyway, did you want to mention anything else that's going on in Noveller land or otherwise that might be of interest to the WFMU public?
I am currently working on a new release that's actually just been mastered. It sounds amazing, and I'm planning on releasing it probably on my own imprint, Saffron Recordings, as a double LP. And it's 12 pieces, 12, six, well, they, yeah, most of the pieces are around 6 minutes long, and they were these compositions that I recorded for this limited edition box set release called Artifact that I started doing in April, I believe it was April or May. But I decided that I wanted more people to be able to hear these pieces. So yeah, maybe keep an eye out for a new double LP of original Noveller stuff coming out soon.
Keep your eyes peeled on the Saffron label.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe we'll get a copy here at FMU.
Oh, yes, of course. And yeah, there's some other cool stuff coming up, but I'm not sure if I'm at liberty to really discuss it.
Sounds mysterious.
Quite yet, but I would just say, you know, I mean, I'm pretty present online. You know, my website, sarahlipstick.com, and Twitter and all that stuff. So I try to keep people informed about what's going on. But yeah, there's a lot of exciting things coming up later this year. So yeah, if people are interested, then just try and keep an eye out for that.
Tune into the Sarah Lipstick website.
Yes.
For all the latest. Cool. Well, thank you again so much for visiting WFMU and for playing as Noveller today.
Yeah, what it's a my treat. Pleasure.
Thanks to Jason Siegel for engineering.
Yes, thank
and,
you.
Yeah, I wish you European vacations and tours in the fall.
That would be great. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Sarah.
All right.